days, the morning sky is really striking. Venus is there in the east, its usual brilliant self, and on the 12th, a crescent moon appears next to it. The moon is moving toward the sun, and on the 15th, we'll have a new moon as it passes in front of the sun. Then, shortly after that, a thin crescent will appear in the evening sky. I might note that you can tell if a crescent moon is in the morning or evening sky by the way its two cusps point. At our latitude, if they're pointing to the left, that is, eastward, it means the western part of the moon is toward the sun, and so it's a young, waxing moon in the evening sky. If the cusps point to the right, or westward, it's the other way around, and it's an old, waning moon in the morning sky. Now, usually, when we look outside, we know what time of day it is. But when we see a picture or a cartoon, it can be helpful, if not amusing, to know which way the cusps should be pointing, given the context. But back to Venus. On the 13th and 14th, it passes south of the Beehive star cluster, which is lovely but pretty faint, so you'll want binoculars to see that. And when I say Venus passes south of the Beehive, remember that the Beehive and other stars are actually sweeping up past the planet, thanks to Earth's motion around the sun. That motion works to make stars and planets come up earlier. A case in point is Jupiter. At dawn, it's high and very bright in the south between the horns of Taurus, close to the bright star Aldebaran, the eye of the bull. Jupiter rises in the east late in the evening, and it appears earlier every night as Earth gains on it in the race around the sun. Again, it's Earth's motion that's responsible for a lot of the movement we see in celestial bodies. The last big event of the next 2 weeks is the autumnal equinox. It ushers in the fall season at 9:49 a.m. on Saturday the 22nd. At that moment, the sun will be directly above the equator, and a spectator in space would see Earth lighted from pole to pole. The equinox is also a time of change. Since the summer solstice, the sites enjoying midnight sun have been retreating northward. When fall arrives, the sun officially sets at the North Pole, and this extinguishes the last rays of midnight sun in the northern hemisphere for 6 months. Also, the last 6 months have been a time when the farther north you went, the longer the daylight hours you enjoyed. But at the fall equinox, this pattern reverses, and it's the travelers going south who will see more daylight. I might note, if I may, that I currently have a story about space exploration up on the University of Minnesota website. It's about the U of M's role in a NASA mission to explore the Van Allen belts, which are two large, donut-shaped areas of intense radiation that encircle the Earth. And the story includes an animation of the two spacecraft in this mission and their orbits. To see it, go to www.umn.edu and click on the buttons below the big photo until the story comes up. That's all for now, and happy star watching.